Well, hey everyone, welcome to The Drive. If you hear a sound in the background, well, first of all, I'm driving, so you hear sound of driving and the blinker, but today it's raining, so you may hear the windshield wipers in the background, so that's what that noise is. Just FYI. When we moved to the south from the west coast, we knew about the humidity because everyone and their mother told us about, yeah, it's so humid, it's crazy during the summer, you know, and it's true, but no one told us about the torrential downpours, which, very interesting. But we've been going through Psalm 23. We looked at the first three verses of this psalm that David wrote, and we are going to actually look at verse 4 and 5 today. Verse 4 and 5, which says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." We have 10 minutes, guys, so we're just going to scratch the surface here. There's a lot here. And what I see in verse 4 is, as we're going through dark valleys, like a shepherd would lead sheep, they would have to go through dark places. They would have to go through places that were dim and that seemed dangerous, right? And as they were going through these dark places, understand that their good shepherd never left them. He didn't get skittish or scared and leave the sheep. He was with them. He was with them. And he's going to be with you as you're going through dark valleys. You might be going through them right now, right at this instant. But know that as you go through a dark valley, you can fear no evil. Why? Because God is good. Because our good shepherd is protecting us. Our good shepherd is watching out for us as we're walking through dark valleys. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that bring you comfort in the midst of conflict? It does for me. As I'm going through conflict, if I just focus on the conflict, I'll be crushed. But when I focus on my good shepherd as I'm going through the conflict, I'll have confidence in him. You see? Because we'll realize and know and trust and believe that he is with us. Yeah, God's got me. He's with me. I'm good. He protects us through those times where it seems like the darkness surrounds us, where it seems like everything is dim and we barely see a flicker of light before us as we're following the Lord. But we keep following because he's got us. God's got you. Do you know that? God's got you. So he's with us through the darkness. We don't have to fear evil. We don't have to fear anything except the Lord. And what the Bible means by fearing the Lord means being in complete and utter awe of him, knowing that he is God. He can do anything. He's awesome. We don't have to fear evil through the darkness in this world. Isn't that amazing? We can be confident in Christ. And again, if you hear something in the background, there's some rain pouring down, man. But we have to fear what? Nothing, no evil. We just fear the Lord. We seek him, knowing he is God. We're in awe of him. Knowing he's with us through those seasons of difficulty, man, it reminds us that he's our deliverer. And I love what it says at the end of verse 4. It says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And for the shepherd, he'd use this as a walking stick, but he would also use it as protection against predators. God protects us against predators. Because sheep are prey. Sheep don't go out and go, "I'm gonna kill this." Like they aren't predators, they're prey. And so the shepherd with their rod and their staff, they would protect their sheep. Guys, know that no enemy, no force that's against you can pull you down, because your good shepherd has the weapons to protect you. Like, we don't even fight our own battles. We're sheep. God does the fighting for us. We just look to him and glory in him and honor him and follow him and let him lead us. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? And then it goes on with this whole walking through darkness, fearing no evil. thing in verse 5 when he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What is this saying? Who wants to hang out with their enemies? Who wants to have a meal with their enemies? Well, we got to think about the context. We got to think about what the Word of God says. Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Now, this may be one of the hardest things to do in life, to love your enemies, to love those who want nothing to do with you, who actually hate you, who actually are against your faith. It's got to be one of the hardest things to do. Yet, in loving our enemies, we're being a good witness for those who want nothing to do with us. We're being a light. And that's a good thing. And so how do we do that? Like, how do we love our enemies when they're coming against us? Well, the end of verse 5 says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. So as the Holy Spirit falls upon us and gives us the power to live for the Lord, the Holy Spirit will surpass our feelings in a sense, and we'll be able to love the unlovable. We'll be able to embrace those who want nothing to do with us. We'll be able to speak truth to those who want nothing to do with the truth. The Holy Spirit, it fills us and then overflows us and then leads us to a place of joy in the midst of times where people are against us. It's amazing, you guys. Being a believer, being a Christian is awesome. Completely awesome. And that's just what I see as I look in verse 4 and verse 5. As David, just musing about our good shepherd, about his love and protection, about him bringing us to a place of perfect peace and rest. It's only through him. How can we love our enemies? I can't. You know what this person did to me? There's no way I can love them. No, you can't love them. But God can. And so as you let his Holy Spirit flow through you, your cup will overflow. It runs over, and it'll spill onto those who are enemies, who are pushing us away, who have wronged us. How can I love them? God can love them through you. When a cup runs over, it spills all over the place, all over the table, to where it permeates and liquefies everything around. Well, God's love is like that, man. He gives us his love, his agape love. It falls from above, hits our heart, and then it flows through us to others. He anoints our head with oil. Back in the day, that was refreshing. It was like a refreshing thing. And it is refreshing to follow the Lord, isn't it? It's refreshing to let God lead. It's refreshing knowing that we don't have to fear any evil. It's refreshing knowing that we can prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. We can eat with them. We can love them. We can reach out to them, even though they aren't reaching out back to us, even though there's nothing reciprocal. Yet our cup runs over, and it's going to run over out of us onto others. It's going to be a good thing, you guys. It's amazing. So, as we walk through the dark valleys, we don't have to fear evil at all. For our good shepherd is with us. And he has his rod and his staff protecting us. Right? He prepares a table before the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup runs over. There's nothing but good news here. There's nothing but good news here in the context of sheep and a shepherd. We're the sheep, and the Lord Jesus is our shepherd. As long as we're following him, even as sometimes he allows us and leads us through dark valleys, because in order to get to the light, we have to sometimes go through the darkness, but he illuminates our path so we can walk in the way we need to walk. Psalm 119:105. Lamp to my feet and light to my path. Stick with him and stay behind him in submission to him, knowing he knows the right way to go. He knows the right thing to do. He knows those who we need to interact with, even those perceived enemies that he wants us to love. Keep going forward, but stay behind the good shepherd. Let him lead you through the valley, onto the mountaintop, through the storm, onto the clear day. let him lead you. And as you know, and as I know, and as we're reminded, when we let God lead, we'll be on the path that he's paving for us. And that's the best, that is literally the best path to be on. The road of God's will, man, that's amazing, you guys, isn't it? It's awesome. So Psalm 23, verse 4 and 5. And next time we will take a look at the last verse in Psalm 23, verse 6. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.